all I got to do is say that we're playing Ithaca and that it's Cortica week, and everybody knows what it is. You know, like, this is why, again, this is why you come to Cortland. You come here to play in the Cortica jug. This is where, you know, Coach Fitz said it in our team meeting, like, your Cortland legacy is kind of built around what you do in the Cortica games. You know, that's how you're remembered. And that's a great thing.
Welcome back to another episode of Not Even D2. I'm here with my boy Ruda. How you feeling today, bro? And I know you guys just coming off a 2-0 weekend, so talk to me a little about Utica basketball going forward and this past weekend.
Yeah, bro, I'm doing pretty well. Tuesdays had a lot of my classes today, chilling. And yeah, we are coming off a 2-0 weekend. Both two pretty solid programs. RIT is gonna, I think, is gonna be pretty good this year in the Liberty League. And Lehman, shout out Coach Strowman. Definitely is a gritty team, and they play really hard, and they got some good players over there. But you know, I think we're not satisfied. I think we still have one thing on our mind. We still have, you know, goals that we want to achieve this season, and we still feel like there's room to improve. So, you know, watching the film, we realize what we need to get better at, and you know, we got another game tomorrow against Buff State, so it's another day to, you know, improve upon our weaknesses and get better. But how you feeling? I know you guys lost a tough one in Montclair, but beat Alfred State. So what's up? How y'all doing?
Yeah, like you said, we're 1-1. So ultimately, like, we're not happy with how this weekend went. It was big for us. We've never been 2-0 in this, like, tip-off tournament. We always lose on game two. All 4 years I've been here, we lost on day two of this tournament. So that hurt. We was down against Montclair State. We was down 20 at the half, was down 28 at one point in the second half. And, bro, the fight from the guys was crazy. Like, we cut it all the way back to 5 points with a minute to go. We had the ball, and we ended up turning it over down five with a minute to go, which we want that back. But it was definitely, like, you don't want to be happy when you got dominated like that. But I was super proud of how the guys responded. Like, during halftime when we were down 20, it was no fear. We were like, we just got to chip away. Like, we're okay. So I was definitely proud about that. But, yeah, we beat Alfred State. We thought that we should have, you know, we played a little bit sloppy, but a win is a win at the end of the day. And against a crosstown rival, that's all you can expect or all you can ask for. And now we got a super big test against Mr. Cordia tomorrow. So the guys are locked in. We had a good week of practice. Just got to execute better down the stretch, and we'll be fine. But, I mean, we got a good episode for everybody today. We got Zach Boyce, the quarterback for Cortland. And Zach Boyce is having a crazy year. 163 for 227, throwing for over 2,400 yards, just absolutely slinging the ball. 24 touchdowns to one interception on the year, which is also insane. They're just coming off a great win against Brockport, where they won the fourth consecutive Empire 8 championship, which is OD. Coach Fitzpatrick still hasn't lost the Empire 8 game in his career at Cortland. But, I mean, we talked a lot about Cortland in this episode. That's the premise of this episode. So let me just hear about, you know, what you thought about Zach, but also, like, going into this weekend, the Cortica matchup.
I mean, shout out Zach, first of all, doing this. You know, he's a good dude, just talking to him. You know, I love his mindset, just the way he approaches the game, just staying even keeled, especially too as a leader too, hearing his insight on the, you know, the leadership and how to be a leader in the locker room and how he approaches being a leader in the locker room and on Cortland's football team. I really mess with that, just hearing that. But overall, Cortica, I mean, you know, you're hearing what that environment is like from, you know, the starting quarterback of Cortland football, you know what I'm saying? So he's at the helm of it, and he's hearing all the yells, he's facing a lot of that pressure, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we hear about the games and how crazy the game is. And it was just a good convo, bro. Just get a little bit more of an insight on what he thinks on game day, how the team kind of approaches, you know, the game in general. And I think it was a great conversation for our audience.
Yeah. I mean, what they call it, the biggest little game in the nation. It's definitely going to be a crazy atmosphere. I'm going to be there, so I'm super excited to just be around that type of energy. I know that it gets crazy at Cortland already, so now you're adding Ithaca coming in, their oldest rivalry, a tradition that's been started since, like, the 1930s. and it's a super big game for both teams. And we wanted to talk to Ithaca guys, but they wanted to, you know, keep the outside interviews till after the game, which 100% respect. I definitely like the just we're staying in this locker room and that's it. And I hope that pays off for them. But I mean, I want to get into some predictions about the game, because this is like I said, one of the biggest games in Division III, but also like in the country probably. Like, this is a known rivalry. They play at Yankee Stadium sometimes, and it's at Cortland this year. So I don't know if you want to go first or if you want me to get my take first, but what are you expecting from this game?
I mean, I don't know about predicting the scores, but I'm predicting that, you know, Cortland's going to win. I mean, they've had a really dominant season thus far. You know, they're coming off winning the EHIP. They played, like Zach mentions, he mentions this in the episode, but they played Brockport last week, who, you know, is a top five defense in the country. And Ithaca's another top five defense. And, you know, they, even though they won a game winning field goal, if I'm not mistaken, regardless, they pulled out a win against them. So I think Cortland's going to win. And I think, you know, their players are going to play. They got a lot of elite, you know, offensive skill players. So I think they're going to do their thing.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of wanted to disagree with you, but I can't be jacking that Ithaca's going to beat the reigning national champions, the number two ranked team in the country. And Ithaca's a really, really good team. I mean, Jalen Leonard Osborne is a stud. Zach was talking about this off air about how nice Jalen is and how they got to stop him and Jake Williams in the backfield. Their quarterback has been improving week by week. So Ithaca is a really, really good football team. Their defense ranks highly. They only allow teams like 11 points per game, which is crazy. But I'm definitely going with the Red Dragons. Coach Fitzpatrick, I think, is the better coach in this matchup. That also will propel Cortland over Ithaca. But like I said, I'm excited to be around this atmosphere. And I hope you guys enjoyed this little episode with Zach Boyce. And let's hear from him. We are locked in with Zach Boyce. How you doing today, my guy?
Good, man. Good. Appreciate y'all for having me on, man. Excited to get on here.
Appreciate you. No, I appreciate you getting on, man. I know football especially is there's always meetings and you're always watching film and stuff like that. It could be pretty jam-packed. So appreciate you taking time to do this, bro. It's going to be a good conversation.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Let's get into it.
100p. But so before we get into Cortico, that's the topic of conversation we're going to have. But I want to talk about last week. You guys played Brockport and you won on a game-winning field goal. It was a nail-biter game. You guys aren't really used to playing in close games this year. So I just want to hear from you, like, because I know you guys got jumped on early. It was 14-0 to start. So if you could just talk about your mindset throughout that game and then, like, how it felt to, you know, capture your I think it was four straight for Cortland winning the EA. So just talk about that.
Yeah. You know, like, that's our biggest goal every year is to win the conference, because then we get to play more games. You know, that's the first way to get into the postseason and get to where, you know, like, the real fun starts. So, you know, being down 14-0, like, that happened to us versus Susquehanna also. So, like, it was on a spot that we haven't been before. And it was so early in the game. You know what I mean? Like, I think there was 9 minutes left when we were down 14, or in the first quarter when we were down 14-0. So, like, they scored their first drive, had a great first drive, and then they had the punt. We had a good first drive going, just a lot of penalties and a lot of dumb stuff that we did to hurt ourselves, and then they blocked the punt and they score. So it was just real, real early in the game. And I think once we settled down, you know what I mean, and, like, got our footing and felt like what kind of game it was going to be like, that's when we kind of thrived. You know what I mean? Like, we, as an offense, from the offensive perspective, like, we played a good game. We just situationally just didn't play well, you know, like third down in red zone. And, you know, we had a ton of yards that we just didn't get points. So, you know, it wasn't like we weren't playing good. It was more just like we're hurting ourselves and we're just not executing it the way that we know we how to, or we need to, really. So we just kind of had to settle down and just be like, hey, man, there's a ton of game left and let's just go do what we do.
Are there conversations, like, in the locker room? And I guess for a couple of years now, because Cortland's kind of been the top dog in upstate New York and in the country for the last couple of years. But, like, do you guys, like, understand that you're getting every team that you guys play on a night-to-night basis, like, you're going to get their best effort. And, like, they're going to pull out tricks that they probably didn't have for other teams. Like, is that something that you guys are thinking about in the scouting process for, like, like week to week basis or no?
Yeah, like last year we were kind of like the underdog story, you know, and like we were kind of working our way up, making our name for ourselves. So it was kind of easy to be, you know, motivated, read all the stuff. Now there's a lot of rat poison and stuff out there that's talking about, you know, how good we are and all that other stuff. And it's something you got to really block out. And, you know, it's been an adjustment for our team. You know, I'd be lying to you if it wasn't. Because, you know, the first 3 years that I've been here, it's been like, all right, well, Cortland, let's see what they do. Let's see what they do. You know, like no one really believed in us to kind of do the whole thing until we did last year. But something that, you know, I said at the banquet last year, and I still say to the guys, is like, this is what we wanted. You know what I mean? Like, this is what we came to Cortland for. We came to Cortland to try to, you know, transform us into be one of the best teams in the Northeast and be a part of a really good program. And, you know, now that we're here and we're at this level, like, we can't be scared now. You know what I mean? Like, we have to accept what it is. And you know what I mean? Like, we're going to get everybody's best shot good. That's what you want. You want to play the best. You want to play teams when they're at the best. Like, that's – as a competitor, that's what you want to be like. That's why you come to Cortland. You know what I mean? Like, that's why you got this quarter jug game, because you know how important it is. No matter – you throw the records out the window, you throw everything out the window. It's just – you know, it's a different vibe. So, like I said, it's just kind of like embracing the situation that we're in and just, you know, loving it and going out there and improving each week, you know? Like, because at the end of the day, you only got one by one. You know, like everybody Coach expects you to win by. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, that's something that, like, it really is just invested into our culture. It's like teams are going to think that, or the outside is going to be like, oh, well, you guys should have won by more. I don't know if I could cuss on here, but fuck that. Like, we don't care about that. You know what I mean? Like, we just want to win by one. That's it. You know what I mean? Like, straight up, just win the game and then move on to the next week, improve each week and stack days.
Stacking days, that's a great mindset, man. That's a great mindset. And Coach Fitz, you know, he brought up that slogan, man. You just got to win by one. And you guys won by one against Brockport, bro. And that's all it takes sometimes. You know, you just got to gut it out and you got to win off the muscle. But, you know, talking more about, you know, mindsets and stuff, we talked to Coach Fitz about the Cortica game a little bit. And I want to get your insight on to where your head's at on, like, the day of those games. Because, you know, like I said, like, I'm going to school in Utica right now. And I hear about, you know, Cortica, how crazy the day is just in terms of, you know, student and how, like, there's tailgates and parties all day. But, you know, for you, you're the starting quarterback. You're coming into the games, like, crowd is cheering your name, whatever it may be. Like, what does your mindset look like going into those game days?
You can't get too high. You can't get too low. You know, I think that's the biggest thing I've taken away from my Corticas that I've played in is it's such an emotional roller coaster. Like, you got one half of the stadium that's cheering your name. You got the other half of the stadium that's cussing your family out. You know what I mean? Like, so you just kind of got to ride the emotional roller coaster and just stay even keel throughout the whole game. You know, it's – Cortica is just so much fun to play in because it's those reasons of, you know, like, the communities just buy in together and there's real hatred on one side and love for you on the other side. So it's just a cool experience to be a part of. It's a true rivalry game. And, you know, it's something like none other. Like, we played in a ton of big games last year, and Cortica was by far the best environment that we played in at their place because it was hostile. It was, you know, we had a ton of fans there. It was fun. And so, like I said, you just kind of got to embrace what it is and, you know, just attack it. You know, you can't be scared of it. You can't be scared to make a mistake or anything like that. You know, as a quarterback, you just got to be – you got to keep it even keel because everybody's going to be looking at you and – you know, that's what comes with playing the position. So just kind of embracing it and, you know, taking – living the life like it should be is just what you got to do.
Yeah, 100%. And you talk about, like, you just got to play your position. And, like, as a quarterback, you're oftentimes – and I know in Cortland, you're the leader. And, like, guys are going to be looking at you on Saturday. Like, how is he handling himself? So I was just kind of wondering, like, Yankee Stadium, you guys are playing in front of 40,000 people. So what is, like, some of the conversations you're having with guys, or how are you keeping everyone in the locker room, like, composed, even, like, such a crazy environment like Cortica?
It's not just another game, so you got to kind of recognize that, but your mindset kind of has to be like that. You know what I mean? Like, don't worry about, oh, I got to make a play because it's Cortica. Just worry about, I got to make a play because we're playing a game. You know, like, just like you do at practice, just like you do all the time, like, you can't just press now because you're in the big moment and on the big stage. That's not what got us here, and that's not what's going to win us the game. Like I said, it's just all about staying even keeled. And I just tell the guys, like, have fun. You know what I mean? Football is meant to be fun. Where you're at that, where you're at your best when you're just playing free and playing the game you love, like you were when you were a little kid. So just have fun with it out there. You know what I mean? Just do what you're coached to do and have fun, and you know everything will shake out the way it is. But it's when you start to press and start to do too much. That's when you know Cortica starts taking a dive, because if you don't make a big play or you make a big mistake, that's when you know the momentum shifts and it's so hard to get back. So you just kind of want to stay even keeled and most importantly, just have fun.
100%, 100%. And so you guys like already pretty much have like the EA locked up now. And obviously you have Cortica, but you know that you guys are going to the NCAA tournament. So at this point, what's keeping the ship rolling? Like what keeps you guys motivated every day? Like I want to hear that side of, you know, the day-to-day progress and how you guys are really attacking, you know, the next steps.
Yeah, like it's such a relief getting into the playoff. Like it's like it's over. You know what I mean? Like No matter what happens this week, we're gonna play next week. So that's a great feeling to have. But in terms of like keeping the guys engaged and like keeping the energy, I've been asked that a lot this week, honestly, and it's like I don't have to do much. You know what I mean? All I gotta do is say that we're playing Ithaca and that it's Cortica week, and everybody knows what it is. You know, like this is why this is why you come to Cortland. You come here to play in the Cortica jug. This is where, you know, Coach Fitz said it in our team meeting, like your Cortland legacy is kind of built around what you do in the Cortica games. You know, that's how you're remembered. And that's a great thing. Like that's something as a competitor I love, you know, like having this game and the ability to, you know, leave a legacy and play, you know, a great opponent in a great school in Ithaca. So it's not anything that you have to say. You don't got to say anything extra. It's just, hey, it's Cortica week and you got to strap up and you better be ready to go, because we know that they're going to be ready to go. And like I said, I think what makes it so much fun is how good they are. And, you know, just the respect that we kind of have for that program. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say like both teams like each other, but I will sit here and tell you that both teams definitely respect each other, you know, without a doubt that, you know, we respect everything that they do over there and how they do it. They go about their business the right way. And they their record may not say so this year, but they are a good football team, a really, really good football team. They've lost some close games to a bunch of really good teams too. You know, their three losses are all teams in the top 25. So, you know, they just kind of had some bounces that didn't go their way. But that doesn't take away from the fact that they're a really good team and an older team that, you know, flies around, makes a ton of plays. So we got to be locked in and ready to go, because if not, we'll get punched in the mouth and, you know, we got to respond the right way.
Yeah, 100%. I was going to bring that up about Ithaca. Like, they got three losses, but if you watch those games, they were in all of them 1-2. They're dealing with a lot of, like, adversity on their sideline. Like, I think their starting quarterback to start the year either got benched or, like, got injured. So dealing with a different quarterback, that brings its own challenges. But they've also had a really tough non-conference schedule. So, like, people might think it's about to be a Cortland domination, which it might be, but it's definitely like a good football team on the other side. But
yeah, no doubt.
So I want to talk about like more about the football side of things. So your first year starting in Cortica, you threw two interceptions, not your best game to say the least. And last year you had a pretty good game, but you also threw two picks in that game, also two touchdowns, 24 for 32 for 289. But I was just wondering if you could kind of like talk about what you've seen in film this week and what you've been focused on.
Yeah, you know, it's one thing is I got to protect the ball better, you know. I got four picks in two Cortica games, and you know, in a game like this, the margins are so slim that you can't have those turnovers. So that's a big thing for me this week, you know, doing extra film study, making sure I know, you know, trying to figure out what they're doing back there and making sure that, you know, I'm putting the ball for where our guys can make plays and away from the defense. So that's just kind of the big thing for me this week is, you know, making sure that we protect the ball, doing what, you know, we're coached to do, and taking what the defense gives us. You know, that's our kind of thing. It's like, you know, playing basketball, like it's like in transition, you know, you want to be a point guard. You don't want to be, you know, you don't want to go down there and start forcing stuff. You kind of want to just distribute the ball all around. And then, you know, when it's time to get hot and take some shots, that's when we will. But we want to kind of get in the rhythm of things first, let the game go, and, you know, just settle in and play a clean game. So it starts with me. You know, I can't turn the ball over or try to do too much. Just, you know, play our style and let the game flow kind of go how it goes.
Where it's so you guys are one of the best teams in the country when it comes to scoring, and you're matching up against an Ithaca defense that, you know, only allows right under 11 points per game. So I'm wondering, like, what about Cortland's strengths will help you guys, like, succeed in this game, like, on offense at least, matching up against their defense?
Yeah, you know, like, going against a good defense, like, this will be our second top five defense that we've faced in a row. And, you know, something that I think we learned from last week is we got to just play a lot better situationally, you know, and not get into third and long. Because that's when defenses, you know, good defenses, they thrive in that. You know, they do a lot of stuff on third and long, and they want to, you know, make it difficult. So we want to try to stay out of those situations and put our, you know, stay ahead of the sticks. And then in the red zone, it's all about getting seven, you know, and not settling for three. You know, it's good once in a while. You know, we always want to take points, and we got an awesome field goal kicker in Mike who, you know, made the game-winning field goal for us last week and, you know, made the game-winning field goal last year versus these guys. So, you know we got him in a big moment when he needs to. But, you know, selfishly, I just want him kicking extra points. You know, I want to get in that end zone and make sure that we're getting seven, because, like I said, it's just so hard to score against these guys that when you're down in the red zone, you got to take advantage of it. So we just got to be a lot more cleaner, disciplined, pay attention to the little details in those situations, put us in, you know, better situations and allow us to succeed better and set our defense up better. So we just got to, you know, this week is, you know, we got to just dial in on those, you know, situational periods that we do all the time and making sure that we don't take them lightly.
Yeah. I know that this week is pretty crazy, so I'm going to get you out of here quick. I got one more question for you, bro. And my final question is, what's your final message to Cortland supporters and fans going into Cortica 2024?
Be loud. Be as loud as you possibly can. You know, playing this game at home, it's so cool. It's a huge advantage. You know, I remember last year that place was rocking. It was rocking, and it was toxic walking through there. They didn't like us. They had some crazy chirps. You know, I gotta shout them out. They had some good chirps last year for us. You know, so I'm not saying to chirp them at all, but I'm saying just be loud on third down. You know, make it difficult for those guys, just like they did last year for us. Be there early, be there and be loud and have fun. And, you know, we're looking to make it a fun day for Cortland supporters.
Well, that's going to do it for our conversation with Zach Boyce. Good luck to you on Saturday. We'll definitely be watching. I'll be there on the sideline, and I'll definitely be locked in to see what you got planned for Saturday and coming.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you guys, man. Thanks for doing this. Really appreciate it, and hope to get back on soon.
Sir.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Not Even D2.
Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, Twitter. That's the best way to support the channel.
And all episodes released on iHeartRadio, Pandora, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcasts. That's going to do it. And we'll see you next week on Thursday.
Yo, bro, that was a fire episode.
OD.